Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
This is the 45th Parsha in the Torah reading in the annual cycle. It is from the book of Deuteronomy, or Devarim, and it comprises chapter 3, verse 23, through chapter 7, verse 11. This Parsha explains how Moses asked to see the land of Israel. Remember, he was told he would not enter Israel because of what happened, and he disobeyed God's orders. Then it makes arguments to obey the law. It also tells about how the cities of refuge were set up, and it recites the Ten Commandments and the Shema. And finally, it gave instructions for the Israelites' conquest of the land. This is the Haftarah for today, and the Torah portion are always read on the special Shabbat called Shabbat Nachamu, which is the Shabbat immediately after Tisha B'Av. This Parsha describes the Israelites would sin and be banished from the land of Israel. The destruction of both the first and temple are celebrated on Tisha B'Av, and there's even a belief that Tisha B'Av marks the occasion when the Nazis made the decision to annihilate the Jews in Europe. The author is presumably Isaiah, who lived in the 8th century of before the Common Era. He was an Israel prophet who wrote the book of Isaiah and is named after him. Within the text of the book, Isaiah is referred to as the prophet, but the exact relationship between the book of Isaiah and the actual prophet is complicated. The traditional view is that all 66 chapters of Isaiah were written by one man, possibly in two different periods between 740 before the Common Era and roughly 686 before the Common Era. This would be a separation of approximately 15 years, and that the book includes dramatic prophetic declarations of Cyrus the Great in the Bible, acting to restore the nation of Israel from Babylonian captivity. By the way, this occurred roughly around 540 when Jews were allowed to leave Babylonia and return to Jerusalem in Judea. Another widely held view is that parts of the first half of the book, basically chapters 1 through 39, originated with historical prophet, interspersed with prose commentaries written in the time of King Josiah, 100 years later, that the remainder of the book dates from immediately before and after the end of the exile in Babylonia, almost two centuries after the time of the historical prophet. The original commentary for today was written by Rabbi Simon in 2010, and it was promulgated in the Unraveler then, and was then repeated again in August 2014. Rabbi Simon, the past executive director for many, many years of the FJMC, wrote, "This week's Haftarah is named Shabbat Nachamu because it begins with the phrase, 'Comfort, comfort my people, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami.' It is the first of seven Haftarot of consolation. Each of these Haftarot was selected from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 through 66, and should be understood as a unit, even though they are not in sequential order. During the Middle Ages, our sages suggested a number of reasons for this order, but it is very conjectural. Modern scholarship suggests that this Haftarah unit was developed in Palestine and was brought to Babylonia by Rav in a collection of books called the Apocrypha. Apocrypha were books written during the time of the Bible, but which for various reasons were not included in the Jewish canon. In the Apocrypha, there is a book called Baruch. Baruch was Jeremiah's scribe, and his book was most likely published around the time of the early Hashmoneans, which is the 2nd century BCE, and it's also referred to as roughly 175 in the Maccabean. The style of Baruch's speeches is similar to those of Isaiah, Big 7. Similar literary parallelism exists up until the 7th century of the Common Era. Today, the general consensus is that these special haftarot were standardized in Israel by the time of the 5th century of the Common Era. Let's take a look at the setting for a moment. Rabbi Simon writes, "Consider there might have been a number of people named Isaiah who published under that name. The first 39 chapters chronicle the life of a man who lived prior to the birth of King Hezekiah. There are those who believe that Yitro in Isaiah chapter 6 was predicting the birth of Hezekiah, a king who ruled for 40 years, perhaps. One of the highlights of this Isaiah's life took place in 701 before the Common Era, which is when the Assyrians surprisingly decided not to conquer Jerusalem, and Jerusalem was saved. These incidents are recorded in chapters 36 through 39. Rabbi Simon writes, 7 weeks begins with chapter 40, this morning's Haftorah, and reflects a different world at a different time. Rabbi Simon continues, yes, grasshopper, that is why it is referred to as Second Isaiah. This morning's Haftorah is one of consolation and comfort, being delivered to the Judeans who were exiled to Babylonia between 597 before the Common Era and 586 before the Common Era, and to the destroyed city of Jerusalem. The Haftorah also suggests that exile from Jerusalem will shortly come to an end and a return would be possible. This leads us to believe that the author lived after 538. 538 before the Common Era was the year that Cyrus the Mede conquered and usurped the Babylonian Empire. Cyrus was the ruler who authorized the rebuilding of the temple. It is time, Rabbi Simon writes, to let the dialogue found in the seven haftarot of 2 Isaiah begin. Don't despair, my ancestors. Follow the road in the desert. Have faith and move on. My thoughts, not Rabbi Simon's or anyone else's. On Tisha B'Av, we read from the Book of Lamentations, or Echa, and in chapter 1.2, there's a complaint that Jerusalem, quote, has none to comfort her, end quote. She has no comforter, close quote. This is answered in Isaiah chapter 40, with the Haftorah responds, open quote, comfort, comfort my people, says your God, Nachmu, Nachmu ami. Then again, Echa complains, quote, the ways of Zion mourn, close quote. And Isaiah, Yeshayahu, Haftorah answers, clear in the wilderness the way of the Lord, make plain in the desert a highway for our God, close quote. Yet again, Echa complains that Zion's princes are, quote, gone without strength before the pursuer, close quote. But Isaiah responds, and the Haftorah says, quote, lift up your voice with strength, quote, God, quote, is strong in power, close quote. Again, Echa hopes for Jerusalem that the punishment of your iniquity is accomplished, close quote, and God will no more carry you away into captivity, close quote. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 2, the Haftorah states, open quote, bid Jerusalem take heart and proclaim to her that her time of service is accomplished, that her guilt is paid off, close quote. The Haftorah continues to echo the Parsha, where Moses pleads, quote, let me go over, I pray, and see the good land that is beyond the Jordan, that goodly hill country and Lebanon, close quote. In answer, the Haftorah rejoins in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 15 through 16, quote, the nations are a drop of a bucket, and Lebanon is not sufficient fuel, nor the beast thereof sufficient for burnt offerings, close quote. This was what I suggest as your darshan. Remember, I'm not a rabbi, I am not a scholar, nor an archimedician. I am Lorakanihu Deep Hashud, a simple Jew, Mehare Baltimore, from the hills of Baltimore. This is explained and shows where the Nachamu, Nachamu, Amu, be comforted, my people, be comforted. Thank you all for listening. As my daughter Rachel would say, Shalom all y'all, which is the plural for Shalom y'all.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers, and is available at www.silvermansound.com.